Hi, and welcome to the second No Cold Homes podcast. Our campaign's been going strong over the last couple of weeks, and we're really appreciative of all your retweets, likes, and shares. With your continued help, we really hope to see an end to cold homes. I'm joined in the booth this week with Turn to Us as Head of Communications and Marketing, Adam Lake. This week, we're going to be talking about our celebrity auction, which is currently running on eBay and finishes on December 9th. If you've used eBay before, you know how it works. But if not, head over to www.turntous.org.uk/no-cold-homes.
We had such an amazing response.
You'll be able to see all the items. Over 25 items have been donated, and I've been figuratively bursting to talk about who we've got. So Adam, can you tell us a bit more about the auction and some of the celebs that have lent their name and wares to the No Cold Homes campaign?
Hi, everyone. Well, Navin, like you, ever since we got those first emails, emails from some of the different celebrities, we've been really, really excited and looking forward to the auction. And it's not just because of the scale of the response. It's also because of the caliber of some of the celebrities. I mean, these are some of the biggest names in the UK. They're the biggest names across the world. I mean, we've got Oscar winners, we've got international television stars, we've got artists like Ed Sheeran. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, who wouldn't want, if you haven't checked it already, check it out online. Dame Helen Mirren's beautiful, lovely blue coat. It's a delicious thing in its own right. The fact that it belongs to Oscar winner Helen Mirren, famous, of course, for playing the Queen and so many other roles. It just makes it a priceless item of clothing there. Also, Ed Sheeran, he's the man of the moment. Only yesterday, he was said to be the most streamed artist on Spotify. Well, he's given us a beautiful O'Neill's jacket. And it also comes with a little card signed by him saying, this is my jacket, Ed Sheeran, there. So, you know, really exciting stuff. So if you're a fan of Helen Mirren, if you're a fan of Ed Sheeran, you need to check those things out. Football fans also, Arsene Wenger, we're absolutely delighted to have one of those long sub coats that you'll see people wearing at the side of the pitch during the Arsenal games. It's an absolutely fantastic item. Anyone who's an Arsenal fan needs to get hold of that. So, you know, we've got some really big things. Navin, you look like you're interested in the Arsenal coat there.
That's one I might bid on myself.
Now, one of the items that I'm personally most excited about, just because I'm such a fan of the show, is Hugh Laurie's jacket. Famous, of course, from starring in the House TV series, an internationally successful TV show. Those in the UK might be more familiar, of course, with Blackadder. Hugh Laurie played a whole host of different characters in that show over the many years that it ran. Lots of really funny characters there. Now, if you're a fan of Hugh Laurie, you might know that he's a bit of a biker. And so it's only apt that he's donated to us a biker jacket. Now, this is a substantial, thick brown leather jacket. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's really comfortable. It's really well made. Do check out the website and have a look at it, because I think it's absolutely fantastic. On the other end of the scale, we've got something weird and wonderful. Matt Lucas, of course, made famous from Little Britain, Shooting Stars. He also played Tweedledum and Tweedledee in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory film. Now, he's given us a baby grow, which he's sort of put a little bit of a design on himself, a handmade design, bespoke article. He's put his name on there using some sort of a fabric pen. I'm not sure how he's done it. You might know that he played the character George Dawes in Shooting Stars. So I just think this is a really quirky, really fun thing. So anyone that's been a fan of Shooting Stars, of Matt Lucas, or of any of the different shows that he's done, that is a must-buy item there. And I think one of the ones that's getting most interest is it's a real collector's item, this. This is a Team GB cycling top, and it's actually been signed by Sir Chris Hoy himself. Now, obviously, Sir Chris Hoy is one of the most celebrated Olympians of all time, the most successful cyclist that the UK has ever seen, one of the most successful cyclists in the world. So we're absolutely delighted that he has decided to do this for us. As I say, it's signed by Sir Chris. It's a genuine Team GB cycling top. These were, of course, designed by Stella McCartney. So it's a really great thing, and you need to go and check it out, because I think it's a real collector's item. And if you're a fan of cycling or a fan of sports in general, or just want to have a memento of the Olympics in London, then it's certainly something that you've got to go through. And I think it's just a really important thing to say that, you know, the celebrities haven't just given us these different items. They've given us their time as well. A lot of the different celebrities who have given stuff to us, they might have written some guest articles or tweeted and shouted out to their supporters. So, you know, I think it's really important to say thank you to all of those that have supported the campaign as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners, Adam?
Absolutely. There's just one final thing that I would want to say. Obviously, you know, we've got all these different celebrities. It's really exciting. It's really fun. And it's all for a good cause. But I think it is important that we remember just what that cause is for. The reason why Turn to Us is doing the No Cold Homes campaign is because too many people are struggling to heat their home this winter. And it's a problem that is growing, and it's a problem that we need to address. Figures came out just a couple of weeks ago showing that there were over 44,000 what's referred to as excess winter deaths last year. And that was a comparatively mild winter. Now, not all of these things happen because of the cold. There are lots of other complicated factors as well. But in a significant amount of these cases, it's from people, often older people. 83% of those that died in an excess winter death last year were over 75 years old. These are people suffering from ailments that are exacerbated by living in a cold home. And there's only one solution to that, really, is you have to turn the heating on. And if someone is too scared to put the heating on because they're worried about how much it's going to cost, well, that's a real problem. And that's a problem that we as a charity are trying to address through this campaign. So it's really important that, you know, to get the message out there, any money raised at this auction goes to support people who are struggling financially. And of course, if you know someone who you think is struggling, or maybe you're struggling to cope with the bills yourself, check out the website. It's Turn to Us. It's TURN, the number 2, US.org.UK/no cold homes. And on there, what we've done is we've brought together all of the different support that's available, because a lot of people don't know what help is out there. And that's what our campaign's trying to do. It's just trying to raise awareness of whether it might be a charitable grant, it might be support that you're not claiming in terms of welfare entitlement. There might be a special rate from your energy provider. Our research shows that only 12% of people struggling to pay their bills have spoken to an energy provider. So there's lots of different things there, and we brought them all together into one place. So hopefully you'll find that useful. So that's www.turntous.org.uk/no cold homes.
Thank you, Adam. Good luck, everyone. And please remember, the auction finishes on December 9th. So head over to turntous.org.uk/no cold homes and get bidding. I do hope you'll be able to join us next time, when we'll be looking at what help is available for people struggling with their energy costs.
Did you know that 1 in 3 people surveyed said that they were forced to skip meals in order to heat their house?